The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Appalachian Trail runs 2,200 miles from Georgia to Maine. It's a bucket list journey for a lot of people. One of them is Stacy Kozel, who started in March and is now past the halfway point. But here's the interesting thing about Stacy.
I waited until I was paralyzed to actually hike the trail.
She waited until she was paralyzed. More after this from Charlie. Stacy Kozel, at the age of 41, is hiking the Appalachian Trail even though her legs are paralyzed. A disease 3 years ago attacked her spinal cord, left her unable to walk, and yet here she is, hiking over 2,000 miles, which is why CBS's Jim Axelrod decided he had to meet this woman.
Can you feel anything?
No, I don't feel anything in my legs.
Her legs don't work, but her hips do. She swings them out and back, which is when these cutting-edge electronic braces take over.
The sensors go up the spring in the back and tells this microprocessor that I need full tension at my knees so they don't collapse.
Her braces have to be recharged, which forces her to come off the trail every few days. But her real uphill battle isn't the hike. It's the fight she had with her insurance company, because the braces that enable her to walk cost $75,000 each.
Did you ever come close to throwing in the towel with the insurance company and saying, fine, you win?
No, I'll never give in for that.
By the way, if you plan on doing any hiking on the Appalachian Trail this summer, you may run into Stacy. She's easy to spot, not because of the braces, you can barely see those, but because of her T-shirt, which reads, Living. It's the only thing worth dying for. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.